You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Okay, it's been a great day here on Cleveland Browns Daily, covering a lot of bases. There are a lot of major stories that we should be concerned with and interested in when training camp begins, okay? But Terrell Pryor is one of them.
He is.
I mean, that's a fascinating thing.
It is.
And it's because of the love of the Buckeyes here in Northeast Ohio. And many, many times, I can't tell you how many times, that people would call the television station and say to me, why don't the Browns draft more Ohio State players? I mean, they win on Saturdays.
Right.
Why don't they get them here? Now, I don't have a great argument for that. Okay.
There really isn't.
All right. Okay. Because there are great Ohio State
of
players.
Course.
Okay. There's no question about that. And it is special when they come here.
Yes.
Don't you think?
It is absolutely
what
special.
What would it have been like for you if you come here and played for the Browns?
I would have known. Well, the one time that I did play here in my career, I had 38 tickets that I had to accumulate.
Now, what?
2004.
Remind me of that.
I want to say it was the like negative 20 degrees out. Antonio Gates had a big game.
Oh,
it was like 24 nothing or something.
And I think didn't the Chargers clinch the division that day?
We clinched the division that day. Yes, we did. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. I can remember people saying, here are the Chargers from San Diego. They come in here and they look extremely comfortable in frigid weather.
Yeah.
Here are the Browns that are in this weather 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they look like they were from San Diego.
You know what? We were very uncomfortable. We were just more talented
and
playing for, you know, playing for something, playing for a lot.
Okay, Jason Gibbs joins us right now, and it's time for Fact or Fiction, and we're dealing with Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers today, because we have been previewing them with Scott Smith earlier in the show. And so, Jason, you're up. Ready?
Fact or fiction?
I am ready, guys. You know, you mentioned that that San Diego game. I remember it because my family has season tickets. And the only time I ever got tickets from the family were in December. So I had these phenomenal seats, and I'm all fired up. I remember it had been a whiteout that morning.
That's right.
They were telling people, you know, give yourself 2 hours to get downtown to even get to the game.
No kids allowed or, like, bundle them up.
And they told the Browns that, too, and they got there late, didn't they, Jason?
They clearly showed up that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a brutal, brutal game.
I remember Gates hit. They hit Gates on a skinny post or something right over the middle,
slant.
And he ran like 70 yards with it.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
He had a good game.
Again, we looked like we were the warm weather team.
We did.
Yeah. All right. First question today, guys. Jameis Winston will throw more touchdowns than interceptions in 2015.
Go ahead, Matt. I know you have an opinion.
Yeah,
on
I believe it's going to be a fact, and a lot of that has to do with. The big weapons that he has outside. I think the rapport that he builds through minicamp and OTAs with those guys, as well as training camp and the preseason, which we'll see firsthand, will be enough margin for error for him to have a very solid rookie season in the National Football League.
Here's the thing. I think that, especially because he has a head coach that's been around the league a long time in Lovie Smith, I think that you protect a rookie quarterback to not throw more interceptions than touchdowns, whether it's by the way you throw the ball, who you throw the ball to, how long the throws are, you know, what you do with your offense. So I think that they are going to make sure that he does throw more touchdowns than interceptions. I will be interested to see him, though, how he reacts to a bad game.
Yes, me too.
Fact or fiction?
Number two today, guys. Mike Evans will be a Pro Bowl wide receiver for the Bucs in 2015.
I'm going to go fiction. And the reason why is I believe this guy is on the cusp of becoming a Pro Bowler year in, year out. And the only reason why he might sneak into the Pro Bowl this year is because of the injuries to Calvin Johnson or somebody or Jordy Nelson or Randall Cobb. Other top wide receivers in the NFC that will allow Mike Evans to have a spot. But he's a year away from being a perennial Pro Bowler.
So you're saying it's more the other guys that might cost him.
Correct.
Because I definitely think he is great. I so wish he was here.
Right. Oh, I mean,
I so wish he was
here.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say he's going to make it. I think he's just terrific. He scares the daylights out of you if you're playing against him because he can do it. And you know what, Jason? I wonder a lot, okay, that did Mike Evans make Johnny Manziel a little bit? down at Texas A&M.
You could make that argument.
I think so. I mean, you know, that's a good argument. Maybe we should talk about
Sure.
I'm telling you, I wonder sometimes. I watched the Alabama game the last time that Manziel played against Alabama after he had beaten them the year before.
Yeah.
And Evans made some incredible catches on balls that were just thrown up in the air. They were a Hail Mary, literally with everyone saying, Hail Mary, I hope Mike Evans catches it.
And I would also add in, didn't he have three of his five offensive linemen go as first-round picks?
Yes. Right.
I mean, he had a monster offensive line.
Yeah, he had Bruce Matthews' son, right?
Yep.
And he had some others,
Jokel, Luke Jokel.
Yep, there
you
go.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, he had some talent on that football team.
Fact or fiction?
Number three today, guys. The Browns have a better stable of running backs, Crow, Terrence West, Duke Johnson, than Tampa Bay. Doug Martin, our former Cleveland Brown, Bobby Rainey, and Charles Sims, second year out of West Virginia.
Hey, Jason, do you remember when we were in the booth and the Browns, you were with us then, right?
I was.
When we had Bobby Rainey, and then Bobby Rainey left, and the Buccaneers picked him up, and they hand me a sheet. Jason might have been the guy that handed it to me from the back row, and it says Bobby Rainey has rushed for 146 yards in his first game as a Buccaneer.
I think we cut him like on that Monday.
That's
like Joe Banner cut him.
And he went down there and he had a huge game.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think?
I'm going to go. I believe it's a fact, and this is not from a Cleveland Browns bias standpoint by any means. I just know what the Crow is capable of.
Yes.
I feel like given the carries, he's a 1,000-yard rusher for multiple years in the National Football League. That's what I see. I think Terrence West is a great change-up back, but he's going to have limited opportunities because of the emergence of the third guy, which is going to be Duke Johnson. I think Duke Johnson will be featured specifically in those passing third down situations early in the season where we can script that for him, but he will grow when you give him the ball.
Right.
He'll want to get the ball more on the ground, and he'll be a game changer.
Now, see, I made that point last week when you weren't here. I did say that. I said, don't sleep on Duke Johnson and just categorize him as a third down running back that's going to catch the ball in the slot or coming out of the backfield because this guy can really run the ball.
You don't become the all-time leading rusher at a school of the magnitude of the U.
No matter what he says, correct. Right? Because he downplays that.
He does.
Yeah.
But it's for a reason, and the guy can run the football.
Now, hasn't Doug Martin been a little bit of a disappointment down there?
He has. Yes, former first-round pick.
Out of Boise State,
Almost won Rookie of the Year, his rookie season, his best year. But then he's been injury-plagued, and he's never lived up to that rookie year. So they're constantly hanging on him.
Was he not in, was he in Trent Richardson's draft class?
Yes.
Yes, because some people thought that the Browns went too high for Richardson, and you could get a back of value with a guy like Doug Martin. I think that we are going to have better running backs than they do.
I think,
and I think we better.
Yes.
Okay.
We
do. I mean, if that's the way, as we visualized what a Browns victory would look like last week, and I think that everybody said the one thing, the staple would be that we are able to run the football.
It's 120 yards on the ground running the football.
Okay. In some fashion.
In some fashion.
All right, Jason. Great job.
Oh,
we have another one.
Oh, we do have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. The Buccaneers will win more than six games in 2015. Their over-under in Vegas is 5.5.
Mm. Well, if I'm going to go fiction, they're going to win six games. So I would take the over on Vegas' 5.5, but I have them right at six. So to your question, I'm going to say fiction. This is a six-win football team, and a lot of the reason is their ability to score the football now with Jameis Winston and those two big weapons that we've mentioned a multitude of times through the show.
Okay, if they only win six games and they won two games last year, is four games enough of an improvement for Lovie Smith to be okay down there?
I think it's enough for him to get another year, but not enough for any type of extension or to really realize that he's your long-term. I think you want to see Lovie and Jameis for 2 years together and that defense to really come full circle and be the defense it was in Chicago.
I think they may struggle to get there. And, you're right. They could land on six. They could easily be below that because I do believe everybody had an off year together in that division last year.
Yep.
But they are going to be better.
I think.
I mean, Atlanta should be better than they were.
Carolina will be good.
Carolina was good by the time the Browns – when Newton came back and played against the Browns that last – second to last weekend of the regular season, and they needed to win. They looked pretty good.
And the Saints, it seems as if almost every third or fourth year, Drew Brees and the Saints have a down year, but then they come back for two or three years of really good football.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. When Scott was on with us from Tampa saying it was an amazing thing, that imagine a team below 500. Only since what? Seattle won that year?
Yes.
When they went in with St. Louis into the last Sunday night game of the year.
Yep.
to win the West. So I think they are. I think they could win six, not more than six, and they could easily lose below six.
I agree.
Because I think everybody in the division is going to be better.
They are going to be better. They're the bottom dweller, and that's a lot of the reason why they draft number one overall.
If you were going to do it, you were going to do it last year.
Yes.
I mean, that was an opportunity to win a division there last year. We'll take a break on Cleveland Browns Daily as we get set to come to the end of this Monday show. We'll be right back after a timeout.